A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Live Talk Women's Roundtable. We're broadcasting to you here live from Washington this Thursday, August 13, 2020. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga. Today, we'll be looking at COVID cases and alleged human rights abuses in Zimbabwe. Today, as we are talking, there are 75 new cases that were reported yesterday alone, and 18 deaths. Out of these cases, 74 were local, and one was from a returnee in South Africa, which shows that now the transmissions are happening more locally than from the returnees, as was suspected, or as was the case some months back. This brings us to a total cases of 4,893 in the country and 122 deaths. We'll also be looking at the alleged human rights abuses in the country with human rights activists and opposition parties saying they are abducted, they are subjected to persecution by security agents. And that's what we'll be looking at today. And also, we note that as we are talking, the COVID cases are rising worldwide. Marvelous.
Thank you very much. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of the COVID-19 or coronavirus pandemic. Like what Sarah just said, the cases seem to be rising up, but we do have a bit of good news of recoveries that have also, you know, gone up to 1,620. So those are people that caught COVID-19 in Zimbabwe and were able to actually recover from the COVID-19 itself. But we'll also be looking at other issues concerning alleged human rights abuses in the country. And the cases of those that have gone to court, we look at Hope Ochingono, the journalist who has now been asked to come back to court on the 26th of this month to find out about his bail hearing after it failed today to materialize. And we'll also be looking at the case of Godfrey Kurawone in Mashingo, who again of the MDC Alliance, who also was denied bail today. So those are some of the issues we'll be looking at. And also there was some good news for seven other activists who were yesterday, they got their case thrown out. So we'll be looking at some of that good news coming in yesterday. Esther.
Yebo-ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma namhlanje nje kungolwesine mhla ka-13 kuNcwabakazi si namhlanje sabe silethulela indaba esijeneyo sikhangela kakhulu igcikwane le-COVID-19 leli eselisabalele elizweni lemhlabeni wonke. Sinanzelela njalo ukuthi ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi abantu asebehlaliselwe yileli gcikwane elizweni lonke jikelele bayi-4,893 yizo phela inkulungwane ezine lezo ezilamakhulu ayisishiyagalombili namashumi ayisishiyagalolunye lantathu. 4,893 kwabhubha-ke abedlula ikhulu lamakhulu amabili, 122. Lokhu-ke kulandela ukuthi kuleminye imbiko njalo ethulweyo izolo ukuthi abalichumi abangamachumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu kuphela izolo bathole igcikwane leli, kwathi abalichumi lasitshiyangalombili babhubha ye-18 njalo ngoyedwa nje obevele eSouth Africa obuye legcikwane elitsha. Sibona ukuthi abanye bebevele besikhonapho elizweni, okutshengisayo kukhombayo ukuthi baningi asebethola leli gcikwane elizweni hathi kwabavelela phandle. Sizakhangela njalo udaba lwamalungelo oluntu. Sinanzelela ukuthi inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo labamela ilungelo loluntu bathi bahlukuluzwa njalo bathunjwa bebotshwe mahlayana ngohulumende lamapholisa. Yikho-ke bacela ukuthi sesibonile-ke abaningi becela amazwe amaningi agoqela umanyano weSADC ilizwe leSouth Africa, sabona njalo lamabandla ezombusazwe achiyeneyo agoqela o-Economic Freedom Fighters beSouth Africa labo-DA bengenela ekuseZimbabwe lele Botswana lalo likhuluma kakubi le-ANC ukuthi hhayi ngempela kule ngxabangxoza elizweni okumele ilungiswe, kodwa yena uhulumende uthi hhayi kaboni kule nkinga eZimbabwe ngoba kulokunye okuhluphayo emazweni esakhelane lawo afana laboMozambique lamanye. Kodwa sikhangela nje okwenzakala elizweni, omunye olwela intatheli zindaba uMnumzana uPearl Chinono, sikhangela njalo lo Mnumzana Jacob Ngarivume okhokhela ibandla eliphikisayo, nabo baphuthuma lapha entolongweni bazama ukuthi bephume ngesibambiso se-bay, kodwa kungani kuyahlupha lapho khona bezabuyela njalo emthethwandaba ukuze bezwe ukuthi bangakhutshwa yini nemali yesibambiso se-bay. Kulenye njalo intsha yebandla le-MDC elokhu linganikwa lingakhulelwa ngemali yesibambiso se-bay, uMnumzana Furaku wonelayo nomunye layo olwisana lalokho. Ngakho abanye bathi hhayi uhulumende nje ubejezisa abantu laba ngoba bebezama ukuqoqa ukutshengisela okwenyanga edluleyo u-August 31st okubikwa kungasaphumelelanga lanxa bona besithi kwaphumelela ngoba abantu batshengisela endaweni ezithiyeneyo. Yikho-ke lokhu esabe sikukhangela sinanzelela lokuthi lamhlanje umanyano we-SADC-ke wabaphatha intambo bakahulumende wamazwe abo i-SADC bahlangene-ke lamhlanje, bedinga ukuthi kuzabe kukhulunywane singathi i-agenda ngomhlangano lapho kuzahlangana khona abakhokheli-ke bomanyano bamazwe akumanyano we-SADC ama-heads of state. Umhlangano lowo-ke unizaba ngeviki ezayo. Abaningi bebesithi bathemba ukuthi ngabe le Zimbabwe beyakhulunywa, kodwa bona bathi hhayi sikuningi okunye okwenzakala kwamanye amazwe. Mhlawumbe izitsho njalo ingcwethi ezigcubungule zombusazi ukuthi mhlawumbe yikho lokho kuzahlafunwa kule mhlangano. Benanzelela ukuthi kwele Mozambique sokulabahlamuki njalo kwamanye amazwe kulenzimbi, ngakho kungathiwa le Zimbabwe lingaba lengxabangxoza. Yikho-ke lokho siyabe sikucubungula kuwona lo umsakazo. Yikho-ke siyaxolisa ukuthi alisoze lenelise ukuthi lingene kuhlelo lisixhase namhlanje njengoba nje sisakaza sisemzini yethu singekho ema-studios Mazila.
Aiwako, nawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu cheLife Talk, uko ndiri kutesenyura ndiri kumba pamusoro pedambudziko reCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus ratekeshera pasi rose. Pari zvino munyika yeZimbabwe mune vanhu 4,893 vawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda irori reCOVID-19 uyezve vanhu 122 vachiwanikwa vachishaya. Asi kune nhaurwa zvakare yakanaka yekuti pane vamwe vakabatwa nechirwere ichi cheCOVID-19 vakawanikwa vachichikunda, ava vanosvika ivo 1,620 pari zvino. Asi nzvimbo dziri kunyanyowandirwa nechirwere ichi cheCOVID-19 uye kwatiri kuona vanhu vakanyanya vari kushaya muHarare, umo mune vanhu 71 vakashaya, nemuBulawayo mune vanhu 23 vakashaya. Saka zviri kutaurwa zvakabva kubazi rezveutano neZuro vari kuti ivo neZuro panga paine 75 vanhu vatsva vakabatwa nechirwere ichi cheCOVID-19 uye vanhu 18 vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya. Uyezve pavanhu ava 74 vanga vari vanhu vari munyika vagara vari munyika, asi mumwe chete wavo munhu anga abva kuSouth Africa. Vachiti ivo Harare yakawanikwa iyo ichiwana vanhu 16 vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda irori reCOVID-19 muzuva raNezuro. Saka zvatiri kutarisa ndoizvozvi, uyezve tichitarisa nezviri kuitika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika, panyaya dzekunzi iko kune kumbunyikidzwa kwevanhu, kwekodzero dzevanhu. Taona nhasi mutori wenhau Hope Chimono achinyimwa iye mukana kana kuti achinziye azodzoka zvakare kudare redzimhosva kuti anzwe kuti chikumbiro chake chekuti abhadhare mari yechibatiso kuti atongwe ari kunze chigonzwikwa. Awanikwa iye achinzi adzoke musi wa26 Nyamavhuvhu. Uyezve pari zvino tinoona kuti vaJacob Ngarivume veTransform Zimbabwe pari zvino vari kuwanikwa ivo vari muchitirongo pamusoro patingati vari kupomerwa ivo mhosva yekuti ivo naHope Chimono vakange ivo vakaronga kuti vanhu vawanikwe vachiratidzira musi waJuly 31st. Totarisa zvakare zviri kuitika kumasvingo, uko Godfrey Kuraone webato reMDC Alliance awanikwa achinyimwa mukana wekuti abhadhare mari yechibatiso nhasi kuti awanikwe iye achitongwa achibva kumba. titarisawo zvimwe zviri kuitika tinoona kuti pane nhumwa dzanga dzakatumwa muZimbabwe uyezve tikaona dzichidzokera takaona zvakare vavalindi wezulu vemusouth africa imomo vebato reanc vachitaura ivo nenhepfenyuro yestudio 7 kuti bato reanc riri kutarisa richiongorora zviri kuitika muZimbabwe panyaya dzokutyorwa kwekodzero tiri kuona zvakare kuti bazi resadak riri pari zvino kuti riwanikwe richiwanikwa kuti pangazeyewe here kuti zvoitwa sei panyaya yematambudziko ari kutariswa nezimbabwe panyaya dzekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu asi hurumende pari zvino iri kutaura iyo kuti hapana kodzero dzevanhu dziri kutyorwa munyika pari zvino saka tange tiine vanyarikani vachange vachizeya nesu kuti tinzwe kuti zvakamira sei panyaya yedambudziko hariri kutariswa nevanhu uyezve tichitarisa kuti pasi rose panyaya iyoyi yecovid-19 uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda irori huri kuramba zvakare huchikwira tinoona kuti John Hopkins University yemuno muamerica inotaura iyo kuti vanhu vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa necovid-19 pasi rose vanosvika ivo pauwandu hunosvika 20,624 pari zvino 700,049 vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya muno muamerica mandiri mune vanhu 5,000,000 vabatwa nedenda irori 166,000 vakawanikwa vachishaya muwashington dc umo ndiri kutepfenyura ndiri mune vanhu 12,959 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda irori recovid-19 uye 593 vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya saka zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo tichiona kuti zvii zvingaitwe mune ramangwana kuti tione uwandu hwevanhu husarambe huchienda mberi huchirasika kubva kuchirwere ichochi checovid-19 saka kunavo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa ndo zvatiri kutaura nezvazvo ipo pano pachirongwa chedu chelive talk women's round table apo tinotarisa isu zviri kusangana nemadzimai nyanya asi tinonzwa kuti munyika pari zvino tichange tiri kuzouya tichikupaturirai kuti zvakamira sei zvinonzi izvo uwandu hwevarume vari kubatwa nedenda irori recovid-19 hwakati kwirei kukunda hwemadzimai pari zvino asi tichange tichizouya tichikupaurirai kuti uwandu uyu hwakamira sei uyezve kuti sei tiri kuona zvichidai pane vanhu vari kubatwa nedenda irori recovid-19 saka ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatichange tiri kutarisa ipo pano tichitarisa zvakare zviri kubuda kubva pasi rose panyaya iyoyi yecovid-19 kuti kwakamira sei kune dzimwe nyika tinoona kusouth africa zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zvizhinji zviri kuchema-chema zvichiti pane vamwewo vamwe vekuzimbabwe vari kubatwa nedenda iri uyezve vamwe pari zvino vanenge vasingazive kuti munhu anogona kubatira chirwere ichochi checovid-19 kubva kumutumbi kana zvimwewo zvakadaro saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kuzeya ipo pano tichienderera mberi tichiona kuti kwamuri ikoko kwakamira sei nyanya kumadzimai kuti zvii zvamuri kutarisana nazvo tinoona kuti vanoita mabasa ekutengesa nyanya emumigwagwa vanga vari kuchema-chema vachiti zviri kunetsa kuti vanhu vawanikwe ivo vachichengeta mhuri panguva ino yecovid-19 nekuti vazhinji vakavharirwa vari mudzimba uyezve kuri kudiwa iko tsamba dzekuti kana uri kuda kuenda kumabasa nezvimwe zvakadai unofanira kunge uine tsamba inoratidza kuti unoshanda kupi uyezve kuti zvii zviri kuitika pari zvino kuitira kuti usawanikwa uchitapurira vamwe kana kutapura chirwere ichochi checovid-19 kana kuti coronavhairasi saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kukurukura kubva kwamuri muchiti tichionesana kuti zvakamira sei pari zvino panyaya iyoyi yedenda recovid-19 star
yebo ke singaqhubekeli phambili siza ke sizwe ezinye izixwayiso esiziphiwa ke ngabodokotela ngoba siyabona ukuthi abaningi abakwazi ukuthi baye ngaphi nxa sebehlaselwe leli gcikwane yikho ke sake saxoxa ke kuwona lo umsakazo nodokotela yena ke udokotela Xolani Ndlovu waseyixwayisa ke abantu ukuthi kuyini abangakwenza nxa sebefuna ukuthi sebebona ukuthi balalo umkhuhlane njalo wachasisa lokuthi abantu bengenzani iwaphi amanombolo abangachaya bawachayela ukuthi kubuye imota ezabasa esibhedlela nokuthi iziphi izibhedlela okuhanjwa ngakuzo nxa umuntu esefuna ukuthi ayelatshwe sizathi ke sizwe ke lapho ekhuluma ke udokotela ukuze sizwe ukuthi ngambe uthini njalo abantu bezwe ke izixwayiso angabe ezitsho. Hayi, sizagcina lapho ke ngalowo mbiko ngoba ngilathemba lokuthi uyazwakala kuhle ungani ke ivolume iphansi kakhulu ukuthi abanye abasoze bezwe ukuthi kuyini esikhuluma ngakho lapha emsakazweni. Ngakho ke sizalethulela ke ezinye izixwayiso esizizwa lapha ke sivela kwabanye odokotela singazuza ixesha. Mabela.
Aiwa, sata vataisa rombo rakanaka ndakandiri kuedza kuti tibate muzvare Sabile Dewa vanova vari mumwe weavo vakawanikwa ivo vachiudzwa nezuro kuti nyaya yavo yanga yasendekwa parutivi saka toda kunzwa kwavari. Alo muzvare Dewa.
Hai sisi Marvelous, how are you?
Aiwa, matova pachirongwa, tiudzewo zita renyu nezita reorganization yenyu mubva matiudza kuti zviri kufamba sei panyaya yenyu.
Okay, ndonzi Stabile Dewa, ndiri director we Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence, WAOPI, organization inoshanda nemadzimai anopinda muma leadership positions. Muna May 2019 last year, takaenda inini nevamwe six ma women rights defenders nemamwe ma activists kunotrenwa nezve ma human rights nezve runyararo kuAsia, but tikasungwa paairport eZimbabwe. Saka for the past 15 months tanga tichienda kumacourts tichireporta kumapurisa, takambotanga tichireporta every day, tikapedzisa takureporta every week. Saka nezuro takazoenda kucourts state ikati yakusendeka nyaya yedu nekuti havana hupo hwekuti tipinde mutrial.
Muri kunzwa sei mushure mezvakaitika izvi nezuro?
Kungotiwo unongonzwoka kungofurwa nemhepo, but zvinorwadza kuti 15 months dzangu igore neabout 3 months dzakawestwa. Ndakaluza maopportunities akawanda andaitokwanisa kutozvibetsera nekutozvidevelopa inini at an individual level ndichienda kumakotsi inini ndisiri musungwa, ndisina kuba, ndisina kuita kana mhosva, nekuti vanhu nekuti panenge pane hurumende inenge iri ichingovhunduka kana yangonzwa runyero kupe. Sazvo zvinorwadza kuti ndakawesterwa nguva yangu ndichipomerwa mhosva nekusvibiswa imeji yakuko. Kana vakaudza vanhu millions of people kuti tamusunga netreason, havasi kuzoita sti zvakare kuzobudisa public disclaimer vachiti aiwa munhu yanga richi ari innocent. Saka zvinhu zvinorwadza zvikuru kuti munhu unosvibisirwa mahara nemhosva yausinambobvira wakaita kuzongopesera varasa mhosva yacho nenyaya yekuti vanga vasina umbo. Zvinhu zvavaifanira kunge vakatanga vaita pekutanga, kuti dai vakatanga vainvestigeta vozosunga, panoti vatange vasunga vanhu vozotanga kuinvestigeta.
Tiri kuona pari zvino mumatare mune nyaya dzakawanda dziri kuitika, uyezve taona nhasi hopo chimwana achinzi iye adzoke zvakare kudare musi wa26 kuti anzwe kuti achawanikwa mukana wokuti abhadhare mari yechibatiso here kana kuti kwete. Munoona sei izvi uyezve zvakamira sei mumajeri umu semunhu akambenge ari mu? Taura henyu.
Nyaya dzekutorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu muZimbabwe dziri kura.
Dzokorora henyu.
Hello.
Taurai.
Sorry, foni yakakubreka. Kunyaya dzekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu zvinhu zviri kunyanya kushungurudza muZimbabwe and nyaya dzacho dziri kuwanda almost on a daily basis. Panotobuda pane makesis evanhu vari kushungurudzwa. Nezuro after court yedu yapera tikatokwanisa kupinda mukoti mukoma hopo tikatovaona. Zvinhu zvinorwadza kuti munhu ari kusungirwa kuita basa rake rekuva journalist and mune zvanga zvichitongotaura zvinhu zvingori in the public. akamira because hapana chino chiri kutaucha chataurwa namukoma hope chisingazikani kuti hakuna mvura hakuna magetsi hakuna pekurara hakuna magumbezi hakuna mauniforms hakuna chikafu hakuna education maplaces edu anosungwa zvitorongwa izvi hazvisi hazvifanirwa kunge zvitogara vanhu chaivo vanofema vanorarama because hazvikodzere kugarwa nevanhu because maconditions acho arimo abve imomo agadzirisika aiva imomo awezvaiswa mabva vakaba vakarepa vakaita sei nevanhu vanenge vari innocent mese nevangangosanganiswa imomo saka zvino zvinorwadza especially kumasvam kekuti havabude panze kunenge kune jurao rakareba kudai zuva mune muchongoroona muri mudenga maconditions acho haatomboiti hakuna mvura hakuna chikafu chacho chinenge chakatonhora haisi balanced diet kubva makuseni mune muchingodya kana kungonwa tea porridge risina sugar risina anything masikati ndosapa iyoyo kungodya mavegetables akangodirwa mvura nomafuta nonyama saka hapana zvii zvinotorwadza zvikuru vanhu vanorara paanenge akabvaruka ndeyekungosheya munhu angobuda vangobuda agezwa kana taita sei iyo unongoespeta kungosvika uchitongopindawo imomo kana neyecovid yacho aiwanda izvozvi kuti inopera sei because hamuna space yekuti vanhu vanokwanisa kuita ma-one meter esocial distancing ari kutaurwaya kana kugara wakapfeka maski hazvisi possible because it's a overcrowded place.
Maybe if you can just tell us in English, how do you feel now that your case has been thrown away by the government? What were you, you know, accused of?
I kind of feel relieved, but a bit taken aback that they wasted 15 months of my time on a case that they knew was going to be a dead end because they didn't have evidence whatsoever. If they were very professional from the start and would have investigated first before arresting, they wouldn't even have put me on remand, let alone taken me to Chikurube. So it's so sad that our justice system is being manipulated by greed, selfish people who want to pursue their own political agenda. And it's so sad that our arrest was just based on lies that were perpetrated by Linda Masarira and written by Tshawona Zindoga in Herald newspaper based on false accusations with no false and fictitious accusations with no evidence whatsoever. So as a way forward, we are actually thinking with other of colleagues of mine that we really need to sue all the individuals who were involved in framing these false allegations against us, including the police, Herald, Shauna Zindoga and Linda, so that they know that they should not do this again to innocent people. They've tarnished our image, they've wasted our time, the trauma, and all the opportunities that we lost are irrepairable and irreplaceable. So we really need to take the government to task so that next time they respect fundamental human rights, they stop the arbitrary arrest and persecution of human rights defenders and activists.
Maybe while you're there, we see...
I was being charged. Sorry. Yeah. We had traveled to Maldives, the seven of us, to attend a human rights and peace building conference, and we were surprised upon our return when we were arrested and charged with treason. And we stayed in Chukurube for 15 days before we were released on bail. So we have been on remand for the past 15 months, going back and forth to the courts. They failed to give us a trial date, and we've also been reporting to the police. First it was daily, then next it was weekly, something that really inconvenienced me at a personal level and also on the work that I do, because I didn't have enough time to concentrate on my work and my contribution to society in terms of the promotion of human rights and good governance is concerned.
While on that same issue, we see that Hopo Chingono is currently in court, and today he was told that he'll be coming back on the 26th of this month to hear whether he'll be granted bail or not. What's your take on that? Looking at we are in COVID-19 situation, what's your take on what's going on? Are the conditions at Chikurube Maximum
at this point, from your observation, are they, you know, safe for people during this COVID-19?
Okay, I'll first by commenting on the delay tactics that the state is doing. It's just a way of wanting to break hope. It's a way of persecuting him and send a strong message to would-be human rights defenders, journalists who want to continue demanding for accountability from the state. I have been to Chikurubi. I stayed there for 15 days. The place is not suitable for human inhabitation. There's no water, electricity, there are no beds, there are no blankets, there's no medication, there's no food. It's just a place that can only be used for animals, not human beings. It is so sad that also in there, at the time when there's COVID-19, I know for sure that our prison system does not have capacity in any way to prevent the spread of COVID-19. It's actually a miracle for me to quote the enormous cases of COVID-19 in prisons, unless maybe they are underreporting the cases because they consume. There is no room for social distancing. You cannot do the 1 meter spacing because there is no space. The places are overcrowded. You cannot wear the mask for more than an hour or two without suffocating. So it's crazy that they would want to put a human rights defender, a journalist, in a place like that just to break his spirit, especially now when the country is on its knees. I can imagine what these people are eating. And on top of that, they are refusing that outsiders bring food. For the inmates. I think if they're really genuine and concerned about the welfare of prisoners, they should look for modalities that food should come from outside. It's not like it's a cholera or typhoid outbreak where they'll say we don't want food from outside. They really need to put the mechanisms that will make sure that his families and all other prisoners get access to food, because the prison has no capacity to feed the prisoners.
Thank you so much. We'll come back to you. Please, I will call you back. But thank you so much. We were hearing there from Stardewa, who actually is one of those 7 human rights activists who had their case thrown out yesterday. So she was just telling us about the situation at Chikurubi and what's going on there. Star.
Angoni ngani ansakhulumi ya senzwakala ye lapho ke besizwa omunye olwela amalungelo oluntu lo ke obekhuluma ngokusazana Sithabile Dewa ungomunye walabo ababotshwayo ke okuthiwa babe elizweni ke Maldives basebebotshwa kwathiwa kwalapho kwakungani kuso bathi uhulumende wathi kusobala ukuthi babefuna ukugenqula uhulumende. Ngakho siyabona ukuthi icala labo selilahliwe, kodwa abanye ke bakhonona ukuthi yebo icala lingabe selilahliwe, kodwa lokho abakwenziwayo ke ukuthi bephoselwe emajele bemphakathini bethonisiswa lelo ke icala abangani abalazi ukuthi kuyini abakwenzayo. Ngakho ke kathesi ke ecingweni ke yikho ke la amanye amalungelo okwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu okukhulunywa ngabanye esikuzwayo. Khathesi ke ecingweni silonkosikazi Carter Richards, yena ke ngumgcinisihlalo wogatsha lwabesifazana, no ugatsha lonke olwe Welsh branch e-United Kingdom, engoyebandla le-MDC. Siyananzelela ukuthi ibandla le-MDC ngelinye lamabandla abathi bona bahlukuluzwa, ngakho sifuna ukuzwa ukuthi yena uthini ngalokho okwenzakala ekhaya. Siyakumamukela ecingweni nkosikazi Richards. Ye, ngizazama ukufaka ivolume yakho phezulu lapha ingani iphansi, la ungazama ukukhweze yakho lapho kwenzela ukuthi abalaleli bekuzwe. Ye, ungaqala ngokuzitho, ukuzibetha ngegama ukuthi wena ungubani nokuthi uthini ngokwenzakala ekhaya. Sibona abanye university amalungelo abo ayahlukuluzwa. Uyavumelana lakho lokho?
Yebo, siyabonga balaleli. njoba ngichilo mina umama uMrs. Richards omele ibandla leMDC Alliance elikhokhelwa ngubaba uChamisa. Yebo, mina ngiyavumelana lakho kakhulu lokho okwenzakala ekhaya ukuthi abantu bayahlukuluzwa ngendlela ezithiyeneyo. Ngoba uma lapha sikhangele abantu abakhanya belokhu bedingwa ngabezomthetho abakhanya bebizwa ezindaweni ezithiyeneyo ngoba amabandla emaningi sibona nje kuyukuthi kukhangele abebandla elinye kuphela. Alubana nje kwesinye isikhathi kuyenzeka ukuthi sizwe kuthiwa omunye nje opositini ethiyeneyo laye ubotshiwe kumbe uyadingwa ngabomthetho. Alwana sibe singakukhangela ngendlela ethiyeneyo sithi kusho ukuthi kungaba kufembi njani, kodwa kasikaboni lutho. Njalo amalungelo abantu bethu abantwana beZimbabwe ayephulwa ngendlela eziningi kakhulu. Mina ukhangelele ukuthi njengomzali lapho ngikhangele uhulumende ukuthi yena umzali uma lapho abantwana bakhe bekhala kufanele ukuthi ahlale labo phansi abalalele ezwe ukuthi isikhalazo zabo yiziphi. Kodwa zonke lezi zinto kazenzakali ekhaya. Sibona nje abantu nxa bezama ukuthi batshengisele ukusola kwabo, batshengisele ukukhala kwabo, kulalelwa bayasuka bese behlaselwa ngendlela ezijeniwe kuthingela amabutho, kuthingela amapholisa. Sibona amavidiyo amaningi kakhulu abantu betshaywa yazi. Bechaya ngaphi ngasezibonanywa chaya enyaweni besehlile kuhamba. Yazi sikubonayo kuyesabeka mani. Njalo asingenzeki sisho ukuthi kuvela kwamanye amazwe, kuvela kithi kanye ngoba le language ekhulunywayo lapho icacile niyakwethu sibe khona ekhaya. So esikubonayo ukuthi kuyikwephulwa kwemamangelo abantu ukuvayelekha umthetho kwelizwe owabekwa nguye uhulumente wethu. Ngani uhulumende yethina u-agenisi imithetho owayibekayo yena.
Kodwa ungathi kukhanya abantu okuyibo abahlukuluzwa kakhulu ngebebandla lakho yini le-MDC, kumbe baningi kakhulu kulabo abalwela ilungelo loluntu, kumbe nguwe wonke nje umuntu?
Yebo, angikuboni kunjalo, kodwa-ke angikakuboni emaphepheni ukuthi bakhona abanye abemabandla athiyeniyo abahlukuluzekayo. Nxa kuwukuthi bakhona abanye abahlukuluzekayo, sicela ukuthi kubonakale nasemaphepheni njalo kukhulunywe ngakho lasezindabeni sikubone.
Ngokuthi bayahlala ematafuleni. Siyabona ukuthi baningi abakhankasela ukuthi umanyano weSADC. Baningi abakhankasela ukuthi umanyano weSADC lamanye amazwe angomakhelwane, lamanye amabandla ezombusazwe azimeleyo, kumbe inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo bengenele kwele Zimbabwe bexazulule lolu daba, njengoba sibonile nje bekulezithunywa zama-envoys avela eSouth Africa. Ubona ingani umanyano weSADC lamazwe angomakhelwane engangenela yini aluxazulule lolu daba, kumbe bazimele bodwa labo abafuna kube lokuthula?
Kungumbono omuhle njalo kuyilungelo lakho iSADC le-United Nations kona abayiwo amalungu amelele i-Afrika yonke jikelele. Kufanele bona-ke babe transparent, bengakhangeli lokuthi lwana ubaba ukuthi bazakukhangelela kanjani, bakusebenzise kanjani. Ngoba bengabuya kimi ngomkhuleli ukhulu ukhulelise bekungangithola kuyingalanye batshela mina engikufisayo engifuna ukuthi bakulalele. Akufanelanga bahambele emintsha, bafanele behambele emi yokumelela abantu banabeZimbabwe. Hashi uyakhuluma lohulumende ukuthi uhulumende kasuke ulete problem abantu banabeZimbabwe.
Yebo-ke, hhayi, kuzwakele. Siyabonga kakhulu. uhlale khonapho ecingweni sizaphenduka njalo kuwe. Marvelous, that was Kata Richards, the chairperson of the MDC Walsh branch. She was articulating her views there on what's happening in the country, saying they are hoping that the international community can also intervene. And she's also citing that it's mostly members from her party that are being persecuted, including other, of course, human rights activists. Over to you.
Aiwa, potanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune MDC Alliance vari kutaura ivo kuti vanhu vemubato ravo vari kuwanikwa ivo vachishungurudzwa panguva ino, kodzero dzavo dzichiwanikwa dzichityorwa. Asi sekuziva kwatiri kuita hurumende pari zvino, kubva kumazwi atakaona achiturwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa, iri kuti iyo hapana pari zvino vanhu vari kushungurudzwa, vachitaura ivo kuti patori nevanhu vari kushanda nevanhu vekunze avo vakatemera zvirango kunyika yeZimbabwe, avari kuti mabad apples, uyezve vachitivo pane vanhu vari kubata mabasa avangati ivo evanhu vasina mwero, kana kuti evanhu vanenge matororo, vari kuita zvisina kunaka vakabatana nevanhu vekunze. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kukurukura panguva ino. Uyezve tine mumwe murwi wekodzero dzevanhu, Stabile Dewa, watinaye pachirongwa watichange tiri kunzwa kubva kwaari zvakare kuti saka vakawanikwa ivo nezuro nyaya yavo ichiraswa nedare. Regai tinzwe kuti vakuita sei pari zvino panyaya ino kuti vachienderera mberi. Alo, Stabile. Ndadzoka zvakare. Ndaida kunzwa kuti saka mushure mekunge nyaya yenyure yaraswa maakuzoita sei manje?
Zvatakuita takuda kuchengeta malawyers edu kuti tuda kusua government for wrongful arrest and my damages to us, nyaya dzekukanganisika pfungwa nekushungurudzwa kwatakaita, kunetsekana nekutariswa nekukanganisika kwechimiro chedu kuti chinzi tiri vanhu vaida kubvisa hurumende nechisimba zvisiri izvo zvatisina kana pfungwa.
Maybe if you can tell us in English, what is the way forward now and the other six members of this group that we saw having their case thrown out yesterday?
We'll be having a meeting with our legal representatives next week to map the way forward. But one of the issues on the agenda is to pursue litigation. We want to sue the government for wrongful arrest, defamation of character, and other individuals who were enablers of the harassment and the persecution we went with, who include Linda Masarira and Chawona Zindoga, who was then working for Herald as its editor. And we are also trying to secure our gadgets back from the police. They confiscated our laptops, our phones. So our lawyers are busy trying to get those things back, but they haven't managed to do so today. So we'll see how it goes tomorrow.
So moving forward,
and we hope that the gadgets are still working, because it's been more than a year without accessing them. So we hope they are still working.
Saka mumbotiudzawo nemabasa amunoita uyezve kuti muchienda mberi muchange muri kuitei panguva ino yeCOVID-19 tichiona kuti nyaya yenyu pari zvino yasendekwa parutivi.
Isusu kuvapo izvozvo zvatiri kuita, tiri kumobhiliza madzimai atoshanda nawo atiroti my aspiring women leaders kuti vakwanisewo kucontributa munzvimbo dzavanogara pakufaita chirwere cheCOVID-19. Vamwe vacho takatovadzidzisa kugadzira masanitizers kuti anogadzirwa sei, zvokuti kana vakuda kuita riri bhizimusi vakunyatsoziva kuti zvinogadzirwa sei. Vamwe vacho vari kugadzirwa mamask, mawashable mask, chiti vazokwanisawo kupawo vamwe vakadzi vari in the informal sector, vanoshanda musika, vanoshanda pakasiyana-siyana, kuti vazvidzivirirewo. Even vakadzi vanenge vakuenda kuzvibhorani kunochera mvura, tiri kumonitawo mahuman rights violations against madzimai anoshanda munyaya dzepolitics ndosina maona dzira pakatanga COVID pane kushungurudzwa kukuru kwemadzimai ari mupolitics nevari mucivil society nevanoona nezvekodzero dzemadzimai. Saka tiri kurekodha tichivabatsirawo kuvarefera kuti vawanewo malawyers, vawanewo chikafu pavanosungwa ende vakwanise kuzowanawo counseling kana vachinge vashungurudzika zvikuru. Ende zvinorwadza kuona madzimai mazhinji ari kushungurudzwa achiabuswa mumarodzi, pamaroadblocks nemunzvimbo dzakasiyana. Ende sewaupenha sitanga titori nekesi yasita kuhigh court apa patanga tichichallenja curfew yakaiswa nehurumende iyo iri kuti vanhu vanofanira kunge vamudzimba between 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saka tiri kuononge zviri kudzvanyirira futi madzimai vanenge vachida kuenda kunobatsirwa kuzvipatara, vanenge vakazvitakura, vanenge vachirwara, vanenge vachibva kumabasa kwavo. Tiri kuzviona madzimai achirohwa, vamwe vacho ndofunga mambona mavhidhiyo acirculata nhasi vanhu vachipeshana pamabhazi vachida kupinda, vakadzi vachitsikirirwa inyaya yekuti vanenge vachimhanyira kubata 6 p.m. Saka tanichingotoko hurumende ngaiise pasaidhi nyaya dzecurfew idzo dzirowanikwa dzichikonzeresa kutyorwa kwekodzero dzemadzimai.
Tell us, you said that you actually had a case at court today. What was that all about? And tell us a little bit about your organization and moving forward, what you're doing to assist women in Zimbabwe.
As well, we are an organization that grooms and mentor aspiring women leaders who want to run for public office as councillors, as MPs, even as presidents. In this COVID-19 pandemic era, we are working with our members, the women aspiring leaders, building their capacity around how they can also contribute to the fight against the pandemic. Some of them have been trained on how to produce sanitizer, some on facial mask, washable facial masks, because we believe that most women are being exposed to the virus and they do not have the means to buy the mask and the washable, the mask and the sanitizers. We are also monitoring human rights violations against two women, human rights defenders, and political activists. We have noticed there is a surge in cases of violations against two women. We have seen women being harassed, beaten, tortured, raped, and abducted during the lockdown necessitated by the COVID-19. And as well, together with Zimbabwe Lives for Human Rights, we took the government to court. We have a case that was set for today at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. under Justice Chitapi, where we are challenging as an organization the curfew, the 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. curfew, because we feel it is escalating human rights violations against women, and it is being used to further suppress the rights of women, human rights defenders, and political activists, and other women from various communities. We have witnessed women being beaten for failing to abide by the COVID-19 curfew and other regulations of the lockdown. But it is unfortunate that the government is not putting into consideration a lot of factors that are unique to women. Gender-based violence. If you are a victim of gender-based violence, how are you supposed to report during the night if you are not supposed to move between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. We have seen women struggling because of the transport challenges to get home before 6 p.m. And some of them have been harassed by the soldiers. They've been sexually abused by members of the police. So we are appealing to the government to set aside the curfew, as it is archaic and is being used to further repress women and Zimbabweans in general.
So what came out of that case today?
I haven't had the response yet from the lawyer. I will only be able to meet it during the day because she had another case and she was not available.
Aiwa. Tinotenda mazwi enyu ekupedzisira nekuti tinenge tauda kusvika kumagumo echirongwa.
Thank you, Sis Mavela. Sungura mbachungu apila kumazimbabwe. Kutungati zvichengete zvichite dzirawo zvirikutaurwa nenyaya yeCovid. But kana uri mudzimai maita kwashungurudzwa nemusoja kana nemapurisa ngatichiziro kumaorganizations anobatsira nekuti kuva pekoCovid hakufanirwa kushandiswa nehurumende kudzivirira nekukuvadza nekudzivirira madzimai kuti aexercise nekinzo yamarights avo nekuti ngatitsvagei
Aiwa, tinotenda. Thank you so much. We were hearing from Sabile Dewa, who is just talking about some of the issues that have been happening. And she was saying that her organization with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights today actually took a case to court where they're challenging the issue of the lockdown curfew, saying that a lot of women are facing a gender-based violence and are not able to report at night. So those were some of the issues she was highlighting. Star.
Lawyers for Human Rights. Emthethwanda ukuthi wayebathesa icala abona ukuthi alikho ebahlukuluza nje kulona icala selisesuliwe. Yebo ke sesiza kuyela ke njalo ke kuwe nkosikazi Carter Richards ukuthi ngesikhathi lesi sibona ukuthi ilizwe libhekane le-COVID-19 njalo kulokunye kwamanye amazwe abathi lakho kuyaphuthuma sibona ukuthi eMozambique lakho kuthiwa sekulabahlamuki. Ubona ingani udaba lweZimbabwe baza kuloma ngalo yini abantu abaningi kumbe kuliza kuhlakala nje kukhangelwa abanye
mina umbono wami ukuthi udaba lelizwe lethu oluZimbabwe ilizwe elihle ilizwe elikenotho etshiyeneyo eningi kakhulu ilizwe elikwanisa ukubona lizisustenele nalodwa lingadingeki olinye ilizwe ukuthi libe lizongenela kufanele udaba lolu kukhulunywe ngalo lulungiswe njalo kufanele kulalelwe kakhulu izikhalazo ezivela ebantwini and njalo labomama abanye abakuhulumende khona ngale abafanele bebe ngama-role model like ama-first ladies and the likes of uMaitshwanga uSphiwe Zwelinqoni. You know, I don't even know whether those people know why they are there. Do they know that they are representing people or they are representing their own interests or themselves? Ngoba sesikhale nabomama abahluphekayo abaphakathi kobunzima kakhulu abadinga ukubana kungenele amanye ama-international organizations anjengabo-SADC ngabe sikhulume ngabo ukuze bezoqalula udaba lolu ukuze balungiselele umama inkhela. Ukhangele izibhedlela akusikamanensi umama bayaswela abantwana ngenxa yokuthi akunamuntu obathakazelelayo ukubabekhangele ukubana babeletha ngendlela eqondileyo ilungela bomama lonke eliphulwayo ngezindlela
Yes, it's interesting that you do mention that what are other government officials saying, especially you even mentioned Minister Stembe Sonyoni of the women, of the Minister of Women and Small Enterprises. Coincidentally, I spoke to her on Saturday. She was saying, if ever there are human rights abuses, people must use channels that are that have been set by the government, looking at the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission, looking at the Anti-Corruption Commission and so forth, and Gender Commission, instead of writing to tarnish the image of the country on social media. What do you think about that?
I want to know now only Zimbabwe, who has got 5 normal citizens, can fight to tarnish the image of Zimbabwe. In Zimbabwe and Holland, Okona are tarnishing the image of that country by themselves, by what they are saying, by how they speak to people. Like his speech, I kulumayo, is tabakufana abantu ba abantu ba boshwe uma be kuluma. Ungaphakathi kwabo be-expressa ama-freedom of their speech akhona akhokhelwa i-constitution yeZimbabwe. That freedom of speech, once you express your freedom of speech, you are expressing yourself the way to prison or to be arrested. Okuyinto engafanelanga ikhulunywe ngumuntu omele abomama phakathi nokokubana ebona ukubana omama bathwele nzima kangaka, bayahlukuluzela kabahlonitho, bayayangisa. So, bayathotshwa, bayenziwa zonke izinto ezithiyeneyo, abantwana abancane bayabotshwa ngenxa yokubana ukhulume kubi. Hayi khona ukuthi ukhulume nje express ukuthi hayi yena ufisa ukubana ihulumente angalalela ukuba aserve u-ABCD. Hatshi awufanelanga ukuthi uyanikezwa i-freedom of speech ukuthi ukhulume, that once you say something you get arrested for that. So I think that is a very bad role model esitshengiswa ngabanye omama abangabakhokheli bethu. Abasimeleli thina omama, they should represent us fully and they should act as role models. A role model is somebody that, you know, when a young child is growing up or young, at least he is working towards that role model. When I grow up, I just want to work hard and represent other women like that woman. But you can't say that for all those women out there in Zimbabwe. They are not representing any women. Oh, mama, I do it in my car. I do it in Europe. I do it everywhere. I have a corner. I bet you don't get it. I think ufanele omama laba bezinqwe amakhoda bebona ukuthi bafanele balinde bamelele izikhalazo zabomama. I don't even mind ukuthi bengakhohlwa ngayo, kodwa bakhangele omama ukuthi amama ukuhlukuzwa omama kulungiswa ngendlela eqondileyo uhulumende olesizathu, uhulumende oyazi abantu bakhe, uhulumende omelele abantu bakhe, hatshi kumele ama-individuals.
Yes, and what's your view on what the government is saying, that there's no crisis in Zimbabwe? People are just exaggerating.
It's such a very painful thing altogether for the government to say that. There are so many good examples where people have been shot dead in the street, some shot at the back, and the people have been hit and they've been battered in so many ways. Sibonayo, sibona amapikisha amanye ayesabekayo kakhulu. Have you ever heard the responsible government talking about flashing out people? You know, the one who makes it is different from me, makes you stronger, makes you realize your mistakes, makes you realize that you are going off the lane. Let me go back to the guidelines and make things right. No, I have to flash out. No, you don't have to do that. Work with those people who identify your mistakes so that you become a good government, you become a responsible government, an accountable government. At the moment, the government roadmap is not accountable for anything with regards to people of Zimbabwe.
Yes, and lastly, what's the way forward? What do you think should be done to resolve the crisis, which you say is there in the country?
Kufanele siqhubeke silokhu sikhuluma njalo, sikhuluma, si-express ama-views ethu laba benelisayo ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi balelungele ukuthi bekhulume kwindaweni ezithiniyo okulama-democracy, okungala muntu ozathone ukhangele beyele lokhu bekhuluma besenza lawo ama-hashtag benokha kumadozi esadak, benokha kumadozi ye-United Nations, benokha kumadozi ye-European Union, ukuthi wonke amazwi akwazi ukuthi kulo dubo abafanele bekhangelane nalo elizweni leZimbabwe. Abantu bayaphela, abantu bayafa, abantu bayadubeka. The worst thing is that unemployment rate has grown up to 95% and so forth. Like I said in the beginning, one example was that maybe abantwana between 35 to 40, they've never had a payslip in their life at all. And then my parents, they are suffering, okay, they could be my supporter. So siyacela kusadak, siyacela ku-United Nations, siyacela omanye ama-international organization, ama-independent organization abangangenela kudaba lweZimbabwe ukuze lufezeke kahle, kulungiswe lezinto okufanele zilungiswe. Simelelwe, si-represent ngama-different organizations angasinikeza i-way forward ukwenzela ukuthi abantwana beZimbabwe bephumule phakathi kulobo bunzima abayibo bona.
Yeah, ungasinika elakho elokugcina ilizwi ukuthi kambe kuyukuthi ibandla lakho le MTC lingangena embusweni lingenza ngcono yini?
Ngiyakholwa ukuthi ibandla lami MTC Alliance lingenza ngcono. Uma sikhangela ama documents and at the same time I realize ukuthi ubandla i-document uyinikeze lapha nabantu njengama blueprint ama document la ayisuki ukuthi wena uzabuza ilizwe kwenze khona lokho. Kodwa-ke ngiyakholwa kwizithembi zonalezo abazibhayele ukuthi bangangena elizweni bazakwenza umehluko omkhulu kakhulu. Ngoba ungakhangela izinto ezikhulunywa umkhokheli wethu ubaba uChamisa lapho enganandaba lokuthi wena uvela kubandla liphi kumbe uvela kubandla liphi kumbe uzimele nje. Kodwa-ke kuyukuthi this time really akula muntu okuthiwa mina am-neutral if everybody should be doing something because this is a big challenge for all Zimbabweans. Ngiyakhulu ukuthi ibandla le-MDC lizakhona ukubana lingizelile li-create ama-employment opportunities abantwana bezimbabwe abahluphekayo lingene izibhedlela likwazi ukuthi lilungise nasezibhedlela kancane kancane asho ukuthi bazangena namhla usasejulele sibuba bezomthele bathi kodwa bazaye besenza mbijana besibalaza le economy yelizwe nemali yelizwe kancane kancane izinto zezizingeni elayinile zihambe ngendlela efanele. It takes time but you people will be able to see the difference within a very short space of time.
Yabo ke sizwa lawa amazwi kankosikazi Carter Richards yena ke omela i-Wheelchair branch njengomkhokheli wayo khona le eNgilandi ke obesitshela ngombono webandla lakhe. Sesifika ke emaphethelweni ohlelo lwethu, like to say thank you to her. Lapho besikhuluma khona ngokwenzakala ngokwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu, we also touched on the COVID-19 cases with the Minister of Health saying 55% of reported COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe are men, while 54.966 compared to 45.04 women. And saying that smoking contributes to more men being at risk. And the fatality rate throughout is rising at 2.2%. That was as of Monday. And the Minister of Health is saying 40 to 80 age groups, that's where they get more deaths, while 20 to 40, that's where there is the higher number of cases. And Harare has the highest number of tests done compared to other provinces. That is what the Minister of Health is saying. As the country records a total of 4,893 cases, and deaths are at 122. Thank you very much for joining us today, and thank you to our guests. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., but I'd like to also thank Stabile Dewa, who came in as a guest, and all those that joined us today. And please note that this is a pre-recorded program, so some of the figures we were giving you might have changed by the time you watch this program. Let's meet again tomorrow on some of our programs, including Let's Talk Ngati Kurukure and Live Talk. Bye-bye.